think the issues with water are probably different than, say, with bridges and highways, because the motorist will see a closed bridge or can read about a collapsed bridge in Minnesota, or will experience the pothole on the highway. Well, people don't see the pipes and where, you know, all, everything that's behind all of that. So I think in the water area, it's a little more mysterious. You don't know quite how everything works, I'd have to say. There's probably a misconception that, well, somehow this thing keeps working. You know, the federal gasoline tax that helps support the interstate highway system, there's probably a disconnect between what people see as a tax at the gas pump and not really realizing that that tax helps supports the highways on which they drive. In the case of water, I think what's happened is that, well, we're a little bit spoiled, a little bit ignorant and privileged in our thinking that, well, somehow water should always be very inexpensive. In fact, at one time it was, but today you realize, well, it's not a big part of our average household expense, but we are going to have to pay more going forward, in part because there won't be public subsidies for the kinds of things we're going to have to do going forward. When I go before the public and show examples of how we get our water today and what the shortages are and how things look in the future, then they say, oh, wow, this is pretty important. And, wow, we should be doing something about that. So there is a large part of this public communication and understanding. And I think with greater understanding, and in our case about the water systems, then folks can understand, well, the reason why we have to pay a bit more for our water going forward and why things in the future are not going to be quite the same as they were in the past.